and there, and when they open up and spill the seed out, you'll have captured it that way. Or you can collect them while they're still a little bit green, lay them out on some dry newspaper or paper towels inside your home in a warm, dry location, and let them open up there.
If you want to separate the chaff from the seed, you can, but it's not necessary for germination. In some cases, the seeds are so small that it would be a real pain to do anyway. Graper says to let the seeds dry for a week or two in a cool, dry place inside your home. This will decrease the moisture content of the seeds so they'll store properly, and then you can find a container to put them in.
Some people use baby food jars, just put the seed in there and put the little cap on top. Some people use Ziploc bags. You can even use like glycine envelopes or even regular mailing envelopes and just seal them up. But if you do use something that is not going to be waterproof, then put those into a watertight container and then store that seed in a cool, dry location, or you can even put it in your freezer and store it for longer term.
Don't forget to write the name of the plant on the seed container. Learn more about saving your own seeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston's back to the campaign trail today for former President Donald Trump, who will hold a rally in the swing state of North Carolina. He will deliver what his campaign is touting as a major speech on the economy. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang has more on what the Democrats, including vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, are doing.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz defending his military record after relentless attacks from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who've accused Walz of lying about his military record. Hitting back at attacks from fellow veteran Vance, who also never saw active combat. While speaking to union members in his first solo campaign speech and slamming Trump as out of touch with working class America.
The government is expected to report this morning that inflation cooled further last month. Consumer prices out today thought to have risen just 0.2% from June to July, a pace slightly above the Fed's 2% target rate. This is ABC News. An arrest in Hawaii after several homemade bombs were found around Maui over the last few weeks.
47-year-old Robert Dumoran is now in federal custody, facing charges for allegedly setting an IED outside of his school on Maui last month. And while not yet charged, he's allegedly linked to similar devices that were placed in multiple areas around the island in the last week or so. A fingerprint found on tape on one device, along with cell phone pings, led investigators to him. He allegedly texted a friend saying that he felt like he had to set off some explosives because it makes him feel better. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two people recovering after they were both hit by lightning. The two women were both hit by a strike while standing near the rim of the Colorado River's Horseshoe Bend in Arizona. You can find all sorts of stuff at a farmer's market, like 2,400 pounds of meth. Cops in Atlanta say it was stashed in celery and smuggled in by a Mexican drug cartel. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. In primary election results from Tuesday's statewide election, Democratic primary in western Wisconsin's 3rd District had Rebecca Cook defeating longtime Stevens Point State Representative Katrina Shanklin and Eric Wilson. Cook will face incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden in November. In state legislative races, State Senator Dan Knodels will step away from returning to the Assembly after defeating incumbent State Representative Janelle Branchen in the Republican primary in the 24th District. In the 20th Senate District, incumbent Dan Fine easily defeated former Assemblyman and one-time gubernatorial candidate Tim Ramthan. And Republican presidential running mate J.D. Vance will be back in Milwaukee this week. The Trump campaign announced Tuesday that Vance will meet with the Milwaukee Police Association Friday morning. It's Vance's second trip to Wisconsin since securing his spot on the ticket in last month's Republican National Convention.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this summer being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Mondovi City Council has approved an ordinance asking communication companies to bury communication lines underground when possible. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says service interruptions are prevented when utilities are buried underground.
You know, this is a step in the right direction. It aesthetically makes the city look better, but also, you know, if we just look at some of the storms that hit as close by as Gilmerton here in the last month and a half, I think there's just less opportunity for service interruptions when the things are properly buried underground.
And NTech is currently upgrading to fiber optic across the city of Mondovi. A trial date was set on Tuesday for the Western Wisconsin nurse who allegedly cut off a dying man's foot. Mary Brown of Durand is accused of caring for a patient with severe frostbite on his feet at Spring Valley Senior Living in 2022 and amputated the man's foot without the man's or doctor's permission. Tuesday in court, her trial on elder abuse and mayhem charges was set to begin August 19th. It's expected to last 4 days. There was a shortage of paper ballots at some polls in Eau Claire yesterday. Deputy City Clerk Rebecca Dragner said a higher-than-expected voter turnout caused the shortages. No one was ever without a ballot, and the clerk's office simply sent more to where they were needed. In all, about 33% of people turned out for yesterday's primary election. A homeless man who set a series of fires in Eau Claire is headed to prison for a year and a half. A judge yesterday gave Joshua Strom an 18-month sentence for arson. Strom admitted that he had set a porta potty, a couple of dumpsters, and bus shelter on fire back in December of last year. Strom told the judge he was angry that he was kicked out of the local homeless shelter. Strom also told the judge he has mental health issues. There's now a First Amendment challenge to Wisconsin's personalized license plate restrictions. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is asking the judge to strike down the state law that allowed the DMV to ban license plates that are deemed objectionable. Will lawyers say people have a First Amendment right to personalize their license plate? The case stems from a man who wanted a license plate that read RDRRAGE for road rage. The DMV allowed him to get the plate back in 2003, but then later denied the request. Wills Lucas Weber says Wisconsin's license plate law allows bureaucrats at the DMV to decide what speech is allowed and what speech is objectionable. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A Western Wisconsin man accused of murder is being held on $1 million bond. 55-year-old John Stumlin is accused of killing Daniel Redoran and hiding his body behind a mobile home. La Crosse County deputies were called there for a death investigation last week and found Redoran's body concealed under some plants in the backyard. When they tried to get inside, they found the home barricaded by Stumlin. Deputies eventually got inside and arrested Stumlin after finding blood. Prosecutors say Stumlin struck Redoran multiple times in the head and punctured his skull. A Republican lawmaker who helped write the legislation is disappointed in the low number of applications for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. Senator Howard Marklean said he's surprised, especially with the large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic. Marklean says the program, established through a bipartisan legislative effort, may not be renewed in the next budget if there are not enough applications demonstrating the need for funding. The Agriculture Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year. The deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to find and monitor rare plants. The department says the volunteer program is the largest state resource for rare plant data. Last year, there were 178 reports of rare plants, including more than 30 in locations they'd never seen before. Virtual training is available on the Wisconsin DNR website, and in-person training is offered August 24th in Madison. Some eagle-eyed Minnesotans may soon notice a difference in the logo used by the Minnesota State Patrol. The agency is debuting a new logo design this week. The old logo featured the version of the Minnesota State Seal that was retired earlier this year. The new logo features the Mississippi River surrounded by Norway pines under the North Star. Officials estimate it will take 6 to 9 months and $4 million to replace the current logo on all uniforms and equipment. The search for a missing Northeast Wisconsin kayaker continues. The Dodge County Sheriff's Department contacted Green Lake County Monday after a 44-year-old man didn't return home from a kayaking trip to Big Green Lake. Green Lake County deputies did find an overturned, unoccupied kayak with a life jacket attached. The missing man's vehicle was also found near Dodge Memorial Park. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
The Minnesota Zoo is celebrating a new record. The Apple Valley-based facility has drawn close to 1.46 million people in fiscal year 2024, which ended July 1st. That number exceeded the attendance record of 1.37 million set in 2012. Zoo officials credit the Treetop Trail for luring additional visitors. That opened in July of 2023. Treetop Trail is an elevated walking trail that gives a clear view of 10 different animal exhibits, along with ponds and woods. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Minnesota Twins racked up 15 hits during a 13-3 rout of Kansas City at Target Field. Max Kepler went 3-for-5 with a home run and 4 RBI, while Christian Vasquez and Kyle Farmer also homered. Zebby Matthews earned the win in his major league debut, striking out 5 and holding the Royals to 2 runs on 5 hits. The Twins have won 4 of 6. They'll go for the sweep against Kansas City this afternoon. The Vikings will not have their first-round rookie quarterback on the field to start off the new season. Minnesota quarterback J.J. McCarthy is set to undergo surgery this week to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. Team doctors will decide during surgery whether McCarthy will need a trim of the meniscus or a full repair. A trim could allow the 21-year-old to return to action this season. A full repair could sideline him for his entire rookie campaign. Veteran signal caller Sam Darnold is now slated to start the season as the Vikings' starting quarterback. The Packers continue training camp from Nitschke Field. Jordan Love was mediocre at yesterday's practice. He went 10 for 20 with a two-minute drill that went nowhere. Meanwhile, Zach Tom and Tucker Kraft continue to work through team drills as they recover from injuries. Green Bay will visit the Denver Broncos on Sunday night.
Progress in Education, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Newark Public Schools are embracing artificial intelligence. They are using Khan Academy's new AI tool, KhanMigo.
The whole idea is for us as a pilot school and a pilot district to sort of develop these best practices. AI is a completely new technology, and we figured as a school district, since they have access outside of school, it is important for us to all learn this process together.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
The Brewers dropped their third straight 7-2 to the Dodgers on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee's top pitcher, Colin Ray, roughed up by L.A., surrendering 4 home runs in his 4th loss of the season.
I think just trying to keep him off balance, maybe slow him down a little bit more than we did tonight. Seemed like they were on the cutter and kind of two-seam speed. Maybe we slow him down a little bit more, but, you know, they have a good approach. You know, we tried to throw him in early in the game, and then they kind of adjusted to that, and they were ready for those pitches. So, overall, just not a great performance.
William Contreras homered for the second straight night for the Brewers. Game 3 of that 4-game set is tonight. The Badgers held training camp practice number 12 yesterday. Tyler Van Dyke continuing to trend towards opening the season as the Badgers starting quarterback. He worked with the ones again yesterday and had a solid workout. Packers hold their second training camp practice of the week today. They are getting ready for Sunday night's second preseason game at Denver. The week also includes a joint practice with the Broncos on Friday. Second-year wide receiver Jaden Reed was asked what he learned from last year's joint practice.
Man, just always be aware how your head on the swivel. So it was very physical, I would say. I understand the excitement of playing new players on different teams. So, just have my head on the swivel.
Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will have meniscus surgery this week. The first-round pick reported soreness in his right knee before the diagnosis. A recovery timetable won't be known until he undergoes surgery. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell.
Totally a medical decision. Certainly what's best for the long-term health of J.J. McCarthy will be the priority. And I don't, like I said, have that answer.
Whistling Straits has added 3 more national golf events. The USGA announcing Tuesday that the Straits will host the 2028 U.S. Amateur, the 2033 U.S. Junior Amateur, and the 2037 U.S. Girls Junior. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to their feet. Was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. Work hard to get where you are. Feels good in the hot 20,000 plus, and the young girls scream out loud. Man, that could be us. She's a big star and she eats caviar just before she performs every night. She says if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She's a big star. She's a big star.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would,
But I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant. This is my dirt. Where I raise my babies. This is my dirt.
Well, for 91% of parents, finding everyday moments of joy has a positive effect on their kids' well-being and their own, too. It finds that the average parent tries to surprise their kids with fun stuff and activities 3 times a week when they're home during the summer. The top things parents say that makes their days feel more joyful are making their kids laugh, being silly with the kids, and cuddling with them, too.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera Ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path, it's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coke sign. You gotta stop it and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down, she probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. Yes, is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDM.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me?
swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Thomas Rhett, Beautiful As You. Well, an 87-year-old Swedish man lost his way on the way to the florist and ended up in a different country. Man got turned around on a Swedish highway and didn't realize the mistake until he ended up in Norway, 155 miles away. Norway police turned him back around and sent him home, and he was just fine, and his wife was happy for the flowers, too.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Go slow, or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Yeah, yeah. You can climb
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand up. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man. Oh,